ओम शांति। टुडे यू आर ऑफन हियरिंग अबाउट दिस थॉट्स 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 राइट। सो टुडे मॉर्निंग वी स्टार्टेड विद द पावर ऑफ माइंड एंड मोस्ट ऑफ द डिस्कशंस इफ यू सी इट मूव्स अराउंड दिस थॉट्स एक्चुअली राइट। सो व्हाट इज दिस सेशन इज गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट यू, इट्स मोस्टली गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट now having understood that thoughts has got some power, how do I make it happen, right? How do I make it happen? Is it simply thinking will it happen, or is it something, some logics are there behind that, so that understanding about it more deeper will help me to apply it more properly, and especially I should be able to apply it in my day-to-day life as well as in my day-to-day work also actually, right? Otherwise, yes, I am okay when I am here, this environment is very good, it is very conducive, I feel comfortable here to digest all these things, but when I go back, will I be able to, or is it something conditional is there to apply it actually, or is it unconditional actually, okay? So something we'll try to see how much we can able to see. Usually I do this type of sessions for corporates for longer hours. It's about half a day sessions, but today because of time limit I try to cut short to 1 hour and give the essence of the things actually. Okay? Right. Okay, so something about thoughts, we are all knowing about it. But let us try to understand little more in detail. So thoughts are like a video, right, that plays on the screen of your mind. So it makes the changes in your life as you have to play the video what you like more actually. It's very, very important what you are going to play in your mind actually, right? Because sometimes something what you don't like it, and if you are asked to play about it or if you have to think about it, you have to put a lot of effort then. But what you like it, what you have a passion on it actually, if you try to do it, it makes very easy actually. But the most important is how much you are thinking about it with a real feeling actually. That's very important. It should not be very raw thinking, but it should also have that desire towards that actually. So because each thought what you create is having its own power, it's having a creative power, and it is the seeds which has a natural tendency to grow. The thoughts are basically, it's, these are the seeds what you put it inside which has got a very, very natural tendency to grow and grow and become very, very effective. So it's very, very important how you are feeding them and with what attention you are feeding them actually, right? So it's very, very important to pay attention on your thoughts and what kind of interest and what kind of enthusiasm you have it to do that. If you lack in attention, it's likely that you get influenced by something which you don't want, but it goes into you actually. So how to use this power actually, basically, right? So one of the best technique is, in order to make these thoughts to be very effective, we are all should have this ability of how to visualize, actually. So visualizing a skin as perfect as possible, what you want to become. Every one of us have some kind of ambition, some kind of goals in our life. It could be personal or it could be official, whatever it is. But very important that how much I am able to visualize and how much in detail I could be able to add to that actually, as much as possible. So that put all the details, whatever you want, to achieve it actually. While doing these things, don't raise questions, do I become, can I become, or am I really imagining just like that, or is it only a daydream? Don't think all those things. It's just, this is what I want to become. So put those details very clearly actually there. And this is very important. How often you repeat this visualization with a faith that I will become. I am becoming or I have become like that. So this is very important. This is what is going to make that power to grow. This is a creative thought, what you thought. Today you are not that. Doesn't matter. Today you are not that, what you thought. But you want to become that. Right? Then what happened is, how much you are repeatedly visualizing that with that kind of details, that makes it to grow and brings the power to that. And this is where, as you listened in the morning also from Brother Suraj Bhai, that subconscious mind, how it is going to affect you. As you think deeper and deeper and deeper, so many thoughts, whatever is there, gets filtered, and one which is more stronger gets into your subconscious mind, and it will accept all those scenes, whatever you thought. It doesn't bother about whether it's real or imaginary, actually. It doesn't bother about it's real or imaginary. It just takes all the thoughts, whatever comes there. Right? So if once it goes into subconscious level, take it for granted, it is done. It is done. The effort is only how to put into that level, actually. How to make your thought more refined, more clear, where you don't have any doubt about it. This is what I want to become. How you become, you don't worry now. But this is what I want to become is very clear to you, actually. So that you make that definition very clear, with all those details, whatever required is also make it very clear, so that once it enters, then you see the magic going to start. So it will be making the changes and start attracting those opportunities which is going to make those seen to become a reality, actually. How? That we'll see a little later. But this is very important, that what you're going to put inside is that's what you want to become, actually. So here is where we said you have to pay attention also, actually. Why? Because sometimes you put some wrong things inside, that also will become active, actually. That also will become reality for you then, actually. Right? So you have to pay attention about what you are putting inside, actually. If you don't pay attention to that, a mixed thing goes inside, a mixed thing will come out, actually. So it's something like garbage in, garbage out. Right? So more attention is required about what I am perceiving, what I want to become. This is where sometimes in organizations we will say what the goal setting, actually, right? So the goal setting has to be very, very clear, actually. If it is ambiguous, achievement also will be ambiguous, actually. Then, whether you will reach or not, you don't know, actually. So you have to pay attention. You have to use the process, basically, in order to create this type of thoughts. Right? What is that process we'll define, and we'll understand that. And use this process to change. Many of us, all of us almost, have, along with some positive habits, some negative habits also, actually. Right? As of now. But most important is now, pay attention to change these negative habits into the positive things, actually. And allow those thoughts which can only bring to a good or a happy or a positive results as a whole. Because we know, once we pay attention to your thoughts, what is happening inside, you know what kind of results it is going to bring it, actually. It could be that it may be benefit to you, but it may not benefit to others. That also can cause problem to us, actually. So we should be very, very clear that the thoughts what I create is not only benefits to me, but is also to my environment, my surroundings, and my interactive peoples who are all I'm going to interact also, actually. Otherwise, whatever you give it to others, that also will come back to us. So we have to pay more attention there also, actually. Sometimes what happened is, as long as it is beneficial to me, I may not know or I may not bother about what it is going to affect others. So that also has an impact, actually. So the process is basically, you are creating a thought. Remember, each thought what you create has got its own associated feelings. Every thought what I create, it has also got an associated feelings in it actually. So these feelings are the one which is going to create that energy to make the thought become effective or make the thought to be actionable actually. So what kind of feeling it is creating, even that will tell you whether you are in a comfortable way or you are in a discomfortable way actually. Right? Sometimes some thoughts make us to feel very happy or very energetic. But some thoughts, if you really think about it, that suffocates actually. It could be due to whatever reasons, but then you should know that, understand those things and get it up from that in the beginning itself. But if you allow it to percolate further inside, that will damage. That's why very important. Having understood these thoughts are having power, we also should know that how to play with the thoughts actually then. Right? This is what really making us to become what I am, what I am going to be actually, what kind of person I am going to be, what kind of personality I am going to build up. All those things are going to be decided based on what kind of thoughts and what kind of feelings it is generating actually. And that, as I said, gives enough energy to take the thought into an action actually, to perform a kind of an action, what I want to do it actually, right? And those actions, when I start doing again and again, it becomes autonomous or it becomes a habit for me actually, right? So next time when the thing comes, automatically you know what to do and how you are doing it actually. And this is reflecting our attitudes. The moment I generate this kind of things and make it as a habit, this becomes my attitude actually. Okay, so once my attitude is built, obviously my destiny is decided actually. That's how a thought is creating a destiny for us actually. Fundamentally, you should know how a thought is going to take us to a destiny, because this is a process which is being followed. When a thought is created, it has got its own associated feelings, and those feelings result in actions. A repeated action forms a habit, and those habits creates my attitude, and my attitude decides my destiny actually. So see how important it is to know the process and then apply the thought actually. Right? So when we are in the field, when you are in the home or wherever we are there, according to different situations, how we are responding is very, very important actually. Right? In what consciousness I am responding, in what state of mind I am responding is very, very important. Otherwise, those things will influenced by this process and my destiny will change accordingly actually. So if I set an objective, if I set a goal, what I want to become, then I must also be aware about where I am leading to, what I am going to. Right? Clear? So, when you do this kind of process, one of the things what is important is how focused we are. Right? How much we are able to pay concentration, how much we are effective in doing that. Many times we feel that our thoughts will be moving here, there actually, right? So it's very, very important that how we are focused and how we are concentrated. Basically, concentration is what? What is the concentration is? It is basically a skill, right? Or it is basically make your attention to fix it one single or through a kind of a thought or a subject. You want to focus on that thing, basically, right? So it is what happened is, when you have this ability, there are a lot of benefits also there actually. You are going to conserve a lot of energy, which you do not dissipate them on irrelevant things actually. Because when you try to dissipate energy in irrelevant things, then you are weakening yourself. You are weakening yourself and you are allowing yourself to subject of many external things what is happening around you. So when you allow these things to happen, external things, what is happening to you, your thoughts will not have any more have that kind of power which you are expecting to have it actually. So it is not that just thinking that I will become like this will make you to become like that. those thoughts should be more concentrated and more effective also actually. That is why this, even though the theory is known, practical needs some effort actually. Right? So, in its absence, if you are not effective in concentrating it, then mind will become restless, it will become wandering, and you will not have enough power to get it activated actually. So very, very important, time to time, we should train our mind to focus on what we want actually. It's very, very important to train your mind to focus on what you want to achieve or where you want to do it, so that any time when your thoughts are moving away from those things, know that you are crossing the boundary. Which means you are moving away from your goal, your objectives actually. That's the reason why we keep reviews in the organizations, right? Every periodic reviews, why do we do? To check whether are we in our set goal, set path, are we going in the things actually. Of course, if it is not effective, then we move here and there actually then. So, it's very important, you must have, when you have the better concentration actually, when you have the better concentration actually, when, it's not, I'm not talking about time, I'm telling about the kind of thoughts what you have it. If you have a passion towards it actually, right? If you have a passion towards it, something which will automatically desire and it will automatically get the required attention also actually. Otherwise, we have to put more effort to get that attention actually. Are you able to follow? We should have the passion of what we are doing it, then naturally we will have that attention. That's why sometimes when you get a job and the job is not interesting, we look for some other opportunities actually. Right? And these are some of the reasons why nowadays sometimes the attrition rates are also changing in organization to organization. Because we don't know what we are looking for, or we are not set with what we want actually, or it is not matching with my passion actually. So, it's very important to know that how these thoughts are impacting us actually. And the next thing what I want to make you to understand about these thoughts is, thoughts has not only effect on what we are thinking and our goals, it also has an effect on our environment. It also has an effect on our own health systems, our own body systems actually. So, you might have heard about this gentleman, Emoto, Masaru Emoto, who has done a nice experiment with respect to water. He is basically a researcher and an entrepreneur who claimed that human consciousness has an effect on the molecular structure of the water actually. Right? In fact, what he did is, he took some raw samples of water and tried to analyze the structure of the water actually, how it is symmetrical or asymmetrical actually. What he found is, when the water is subjected to a kind of no thought, just like the acid is, you take it and do it, it has got a very asymmetrical structure, and when you are subjected to some kind of thoughts, like a prayer, then he found the structure has got some kind of different nature it is taking up. In fact, type of thoughts what you create, the type of thoughts what you create is influencing very much its own structure actually. Right? And the more you give the positive, or the more you give gratitude, or the more you give a kindful thoughts, the structures are becoming more and more symmetric actually. This gave him an interesting thing, that which means the thoughts has got very big influence on the matter on which we are there actually, surroundings, whatever we have it actually. So, water stamped with the positive words is more symmetrical, pleasing, than water stamped with negative words actually. So, what is the significance of this experiment actually? How it is important for us to know these things actually? How it is important for us? What is the significance of it actually? Yes, he understood that water is having an impact. The more positive stamping you give it, it is more regular in structure actually. Do you know how much it is influencing us? So average human body is nearly 60-70% of water is there, which means the thoughts what I am creating it, how much it is affecting my own systems actually, first of all. Right? Is it not very important? So I should know that what I am creating it, and also I should pay a great attention about thoughts of what quality I am creating it actually. Right? The quality decides with respect to some, to major extent, what kind of problems I am going to have otherwise actually. That's why today doctors are declaring most of the problems are of psychosomatic in nature actually. This is one of the reasons actually why. And most of the time I used to see nowadays, especially places like in Bangalore where I come from, the company, IT company people come for meditation. I asked them, who asked you to come to meditation actually? Why do you want to come to meditation? Would you have time to do all those things? Then he said, no, doctor advised me to go to meditation. He said, the doctor don't give me any medicine? No. He said, my medicine will only if I do meditation actually. So that level of importance are coming up nowadays to set your mind properly, because so much stress and strain is happening. We are not knowing where we are going and how much we are degrading our own systems, even though we are trying to upgrade our professional things actually. The way we try to upgrade professional system, are we really growing properly or not growing properly? This is a very important thing to analyze, every one of us, right? We are all part of that system actually now. So, it's very important to understand what is this kind of energy what we are creating from these thoughts. So obviously we have both the positive as well as negative energies are there. Any thought or intention or action, it triggers an emotion actually. Anytime when you get into a thought, with whatever intention or attention you pay it, it is automatically creating an emotion in us actually. This is where I want you to bring your attention. Kindly note it here from now onwards, anytime when you create a thought, what kind of thing it is creating actually. Because accordingly, we are also generating that kind of energy from us actually. And it is affecting self and the surrounding and to whom you are interacting, that person also. So it matters a lot even to build a proper relationships also, in fact. Right? Either you go for a business meeting or a personal meeting, whatever it is. But how do you interact with the other person depends on in what state of energy you first generate actually. Many times you will understand, even before started the conversation, you get a first kind opinion about the person on seeing him or entering into the place. Right? You, all of you might have got some kind of experience, some kind of intuition comes to you. Hey, this person I should talk carefully. This person seems to be, I can casually talk. He seems to be very nice and I can interact with him. How do you get that feeling actually? Where from you are getting that? You don't know anything about him, but still you create some perceptions. Right? You start developing some perceptions. Where from it is coming actually to you? The kind of energy what is there in the atmosphere or the surroundings, whatever is there, or the person is emitting on you, whatever, these are some of the root causes by which it is prompting you to get some kind of thoughts actually. You have to be very, very careful when such prompts are coming. Analyze with respect to what you want to look from him rather than what you are receiving it actually. Right? Otherwise what happened is sometimes we end up in some unwanted perceptions actually. And which also makes us unnecessarily, a relationship which would have been better would have made sometimes a conditional actually then. So it's important actually. And it gives the energy a label of being a positive or negative actually. The way you try to sense it, the way you try to see it, it makes you to feel whether it is positive or negative. And some of the examples are, you may be uttering a word of insult to another individual. Right? Whenever you try to insult or when you try to utter a word or you try to speak something which is not acceptable to things, basically what you are doing, you are also creating an aura which is getting affected the individual, and it also shares with the environment actually. The environment in which I am trying to communicate I am trying to interface, I am trying to role play, it is affecting that environment also actually. As well as, it also includes the surrounding whatever is there, the matters, the plants, animals, whatever it is there in that objects, we come in contact with that. And everything is receiving that energy from us actually. Please be aware of it actually. This is very, very important. We may not be knowing that. The moment we try to do something, we are more bothered about what comes in me and what emotion I am getting it and how to expel it first actually. Because I feel uncomfortable by holding it with me. So what I will do? I will try to throw it immediately actually. The way I throw it, how many impacts it's creating actually. It's very important. It's not only the person on which it is impacting, it's also impacting the surroundings also. That's why sometimes when you go into some home or some houses, if some quarrel has happened before that, you feel a little bit uncomfortable to enter there actually. You see that kind of waves, vibrations, what is coming in front of you. So negative energy robs you from your vitality and well-being. Negative energy robs you from your vitality and well-being. Your own goodness, your own worthiness is getting deteriorated the more you start exhibiting negative energy, knowingly or unknowingly. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You do it knowingly or unknowingly, but it has its own effect of deterioration actually. So that is why we said you have to pay attention to your thoughts, because from thoughts only all these actions are happening, these words. Whatever we, through words or through deeds, whatever we perform, everything happens from the thoughts, from the feelings, what it comes. Right? So if you pay attention to these things, then you can rescue from you actually. So positive energy, in the other way, regenerates and keeps you in a state of joy and happiness. Right? And also, it promotes your good health actually. It promotes your good health actually. So, is it not good to retain it at any cost? Is it not worth to retain this positive energy, positive thoughts at any cost actually? Rather than subjecting ourselves to negative situations and then paying for it actually. This is a thought, this is a food for thought for all of us actually, right? Even though knowingly we sometimes get into problems, why we should not get into problems, if you know this impact of it actually, you will pay attention actually. Right? Otherwise, sometimes we think that, no, my eyes are nice, socha, but ho gaya actually. That's not going to rescue us. Happened is happened actually. But how not to make it to happen is very important, then how it is happened actually. Right? So is it possible or not possible? How many of you think it is possible actually? Can we pay attention to our thoughts? Very much? Because this is what I create actually. What I create is in my hand. And if I cannot take care of what I create, then I am not a master of it actually then. I am not a owner of it actually then. So this is, if you understand your own ownership, then you feel that your rights are there on it to take charge of it actually. If you don't understand your ownership, then we will be losing one after another things actually. So, it is so far, till we understand these things, we are in both ways. Sometimes we take ownership, sometimes we give ownership to conditions, external conditions, environments, situations, others. So that is where, when you become a slave, you suffocate. So when you become a master, you regenerate. You enjoy. You enjoy your happiness, your joy, everything will be there actually. So majority feeling of, this is very important, the majority feeling of fear, hopelessness, can influence the life on the planet Earth to a great extent actually. So, this is where we have to do a self-reflection and then try to find out, do I hold still any kind of fear, any kind of hopelessness, because we should settle it out. If you don't settle it, however you try to create good things, these are like weeds inside. They try to peep in and they try to mix with your thoughts. You may be creating good thoughts, right? I want to become positive, I want to become happy, I want to become peaceful. But inner side, inside of inside, you have a kind of a fear which is not settled still actually. Right? If that is also there and you are also trying to create a good thought, clash will be there actually. And you will not see the effectiveness of what you create to the 100%, but to some extent, okay, I am feeling comfortable, better, but not that better actually. Because we are not resolved still what we are yet to resolve it actually. So this is why it's very, very important. If you hold something inside till date, please settle it first actually. Don't hold all these things anymore actually. Because that is not our original nature. That is not our original qualities. These are all our acquired qualities. Those acquired qualities where I am not an owner, why should I hold it? Whereas joy, happiness, peace, love, these are all my ownership actually. These are all my original qualities actually. So what I should hold, what I should not hold, should be very clear to me actually. Right? This is where you pay attention also. Whenever you create a thought, you see what kind of quality is getting embedded into those thoughts. Are we clear? Are we clear so far? All of you are with me? Good. Thank you. So, change the way you think. So far, whatever you are thinking now, start change the way you think. Even you can change the world also actually. It is not only we change, we also change the world. So that is one of the slogan of this organization also. Through self-transformation, we can bring world transformations actually. It is not other way. The outside world says, if you change, I will change. Right? Whereas here, it is exactly opposite. I will change and I will make you to change. Are you getting the difference actually? So this is where the power comes actually first. So, very, very important to understand how these thoughts are impacting us actually. There was some time back, some people in States did some good experiments and measured also what kind of frequency different thoughts are generating, and that way they proportionately how the energy levels are also coming up actually. So, it is very interesting to observe here. If you see the thoughts like guilt, shame, apathy, all those things, the energy level pulls you down very much and goes very low actually. The scale is coming to very low level actually. But at the same time, if you are experiencing courage or acceptance or love or joy or peace, for example, if you give it, you are really boosting your internal energy like anything actually. That is why those things are making you to feel more comfortable than the things like anger, fear or whatever it is. Are you understanding these things actually? It's a very interesting observation actually. So this is very, very important that what level of energy I am keeping it and how I am moving ahead actually. And so that high frequency what I am generating is having a high effect also on the self as well as on the surroundings actually. This is why we should focus on how much we are really moving ahead actually. How much we are getting off these zones. If you keep this and this, what happens? Automatically there is a clash actually. So whatever you build up positive, there is something negative is there which is also draining that energy actually. That is why even though we try to become good, try to do the things better, we also try to justify. May I say, nice socha, I have thought only good thing only about that, but still something is unexpected has happened to me. Because I keep the unexpected things inside me also. I have not removed all the unexpected things which what I am holding it inside. Right? Till I remove it, that will not work 100%. So this is something which we all should know, that there is a big logic is there behind this. It is not something, a belief system, that what I think, if I strongly think it happens. There is also a pure proven science there behind that, which says very clearly that more I create those positive or the original nature thoughts, has got more energy to become effective. But that will happen only when I get rid of from those unwanted things what I have been holding it till date. Till date, every one of us are holding some or other unwanted things within us actually. This has to be completely removed. Then only you get into the real benefit of what we are thinking to become, what I want to become actually. So the effort is required only to get rid of those unwanted things. Naturally, your good things will get more strengthened. And that is where we are trying to say that, okay, think more and more positive things actually. So one of the way to get rid of is, the more and more you add your positive thinking, that I am a happy being, I am a loveful being, I am a peaceful being. These thoughts, more and more and more intensively, if you put it actually, it will weaken, it will start weakening those unwanted hopelessness, fear or anger, whatever is there inside, gradually actually. Till you put that effort, that fellow will have its own strength and be there. And whenever it pops up, you start hearing for that thoughts, then what happened is, it will show its strength again. It will start showing its strength again actually. Then all effort you put to become peaceful, become happy, it will become null and void. So that is why sometimes you say, people say, I'm doing meditation actually. But still when situation comes, they'll shout. They'll get into tension. They'll get into some kind of unexpected behaviors. Why? Because just doing meditation without knowing how to do it, without knowing what for I'm doing it, without knowing that, okay, this I should remove it, it will not going to work well. Because you don't know how to get rid of what you want to get rid of. You hold that and you try to build up something. Yes. What you are trying to build up, if it is very high, yes, that will dominate. But then till you become to that threshold crossing level, you will have a struggle. That's why sometimes in meditation when people say, no, I'm trying to sit in one thought, but many N thoughts are coming around actually. Right? The stimulus is coming from where? One is what is inside, another is what is coming from outside actually. Till I settle myself properly inside, I cannot face the outside things properly actually. Because as long as the weakness is there inside, I don't have enough power to face those things from coming from outside. So I'll become a subject of what is coming in the outside things actually. That is why I become influenced by many kind of conditions, others' behaviors, others' way of dealing with me is going to influence me. Whereas if I am clear and strong inside, the way I am trying to do, the way I am trying to put it, that will influence others actually. That will settle those unrestlessness or the restlessness, whatever is there in their mind, it will settle automatically actually. Correct? If I am clean in myself actually. This is very important. We have to clean up ourselves first actually. So, this is very, very interesting to note that how much we build up those positive qualities and make it to higher and higher, we could be able to exhibit more and more positive energy. Because thinking positive for what? We should know that actually, right? How it is going to affect it actually, how it is going to work for it actually. If you know these things very clearly, you are motivated to do that more and more actually. And it is also having a big impact on our brain cells. So just thinking about something can cause your brain to release your neurotransmitters and chemical messengers actually. Right? And these transmitters can control virtually all your body functions. What you are thinking it is also transmitting those signals through your system completely actually. So it is going to affect all your body functions, and it can also control, as you discussed in the previous sessions also, sometimes this hormones digestions, whatever is happening inside, and that is also going to modify your feelings actually. It depends on in what conditions you are thinking about it. It makes you to feel happy, it makes you to feel joyful, or if you are stressed, it makes you to feel more and more tension actually. For example, if you are stressed, the cortisol is getting segregated actually. So once cortisol is segregated, it makes you to create a suffocated feeling actually inside. So that will also add to your thoughts further, and you will get more strained and stressed. This is where the tension buildup is happening actually. So the root cause is what actually? The root cause is my thoughts actually. My thoughts, what I am creating it, in what state of awareness I am creating it actually. So if we know about it, do you think we can take a control of it? Yes? If we know about it, then we can take a control of it actually. But if we don't know about it, then we do a only postmortem. But postmortem has got an impact already happened on the system actually. So we do corrective actions, but no preventive action actually. Right? So what is important is preventive action or corrective action? But I should know the mechanism of prevention also actually. Right? So this is where it's very important that every thought we have is a tangible energy with the power to transform. Every thought what we have has got a very much tangible energy, and it has got a power to change, transform. So that's why a thought is just, don't think it's only a thing actually. Thought is not just only a thing, but a thought is a thing that influences many other things actually. Many other things actually. That is why paying attention to thought is very, very important. Right? And you know, it is very easy also if you are really understanding these things. Just watch your thoughts. Whatever happens in the mind, just watch your thoughts. You know now what is going on in the mind actually. Once you watch your thoughts, that means you have an opportunity to take control of it actually. Make a choice on it actually. What you want, what you don't want, you can able to take a choice of it actually. It's only if you allow it, then it won't stop. It gets into action means then it is done. Next things in the process, what we discussed in the previous slides, you know, that will start automatically takes place actually. And that becomes your habit means you will have to put more effort to change the habit than actually. That's why sometimes what happened is we say it is my habit, I can't. Because you are putting repeatedly those efforts, it becomes stronger and stronger there, and you find it very, very difficult to change it actually then. But then we have every opportunity available just before that to take a call. And that time if you don't pay attention, the rest of the things will happen as an auto process actually. So, and very interesting thing is this nocebo and placebo effects actually. How many of you know about these things? Some of you might have come, okay, very few, okay. Fine. So the adverse effect has been called the nocebo effect actually. You know, sometimes people will think that if your friend is quite often going to a doctor, you don't go to your doctor quite often. Then you think that you see going so many times to doctor, I'm not going to doctor at all. Is there something wrong with me? Right? So you have group are there. Majority of them are going to doctor for checkup or whatever it is. But you don't go to them actually for some reasons. So if you get a doubt that I don't have any problem, or really I'm having a problem but I'm not checking it actually. What will happen, you know, this kind of thoughts actually? It will create a problem for you to make it to go to doctor actually now. That is a nocebo effect actually. You don't have any problem, but you always think that, no, there is something wrong. I also should have got affected by that. There is something wrong. I should see that actually. Or even a small thing happens, sometimes you think other way. Oh, it will lead to this problem, that problem. And then you get into the problems actually then. These are all because, really not a problem, but these thoughts are so powerful, it can go and affect so-and-so organs and so-and-so impact on your systems, and it will manifest into the physical symptoms actually then. Which are not physical symptoms in the beginning actually. But it can manifest. So unless we take care of it, it cannot be avoided actually then. And it is basically some kind of adverse events, or because he expects them to develop actually. We expect something will develop actually. Sometimes the drugs, what we take it, some kind of side effects, what we have it. All those things we expect, sometimes it may have it, definitely it will be there actually. And a beneficial effect is called the placebo effect actually. Right? Where even a fake treatment can give a positive expectations actually. You know, many times people go to doctor and doctor says you have no problem, you can go. They are not satisfied. Ab koi bhi dawai nahi diya, injection nahi dala, so how can you say that I am okay? I come because I have a problem and you are not giving any medicine, you are saying I don't have any problem actually. So many times what doctors do, you know, they will write a pills and give it to you actually. Right? And you go to medical shop, buy the pills, take it. And 2 days later, doctor will say, you have to check it actually. Now how is it? Everything is actually. Kya hua? What medicine he has given actually? So he gives only sugar pills. Many times, fever and all, doctors will give sugar pills actually. Just to take the glucose pills, you know. Just take it and come back. So he thinks that, okay, my disease was properly analyzed by the doctor and he has given a medicine, so I took it, it's okay actually. That is placebo effect. Okay, so many times, even people are undergone surgery based on this placebo effect actually. It was done in the hospitals, like somebody says that I have a knee problem, surgery has to be there. Doctor, if he says no surgery, he will develop more knee problems actually. So doctor will take him to hospital, emergency ward. They'll set up all the things required for the surgery, but no surgery will be done there actually. He'll be given anesthesia and he'll be made to wake up, see everything is okay for you. Sorry? No. Even doctor don't take payment will be a problem. Because he thinks that he has not done anything, that's why he's not taking payment actually. So he has to pay, maybe they refund or not, that is a different issue. But they will do all the process as per you are a patient actually. So these are all basically how this is being tried is because we have a nature of thinking like that, and if we feel very strong that this has to be done, then this has to be done actually. So that is placebo effect actually. So it's very important to note that our thoughts are affect our reality. Right? So where do our ideas come from? Or where do our thoughts come from? Right. Informations and past experiences. Very important actually. Yes. Your own belief systems actually. Right? So these are the things what creating our thoughts. But what it is influencing us actually? These thoughts are influencing what actually? Yeah. Behavior is after effect. Before that. Yeah, perception is also a kind of influence, yes. But what is fundamentally changing me actually? Feelings actually. So before that feeling, or the feelings means, okay, what you are telling is partially correct. Basically what happens is it is influencing your consciousness actually. What kind of consciousness you are going to be? What kind of state of awareness you are going to be actually? Right? Because this consciousness is basically the energy what you are going to create actually. So the thoughts, where from it is coming, based on information, based on belief systems, or based on experience, whatever you get it, or many other things, has got an influence about in what consciousness you are going to be there at. And it has got a very impact on the energy what you are going to create from the thoughts. So, if you analyze from the science angle, the quantum physics basically tells us that everything we do is interacting with the quantum field and causing the effects accordingly actually. Right? It's very simple. You don't have to see what kind of energy am I talking about it actually. So it is basically the thoughts which manifest from the universal energy. Universal having a lot of energy is there, but what kind of thoughts I am creating it that is going to manifest that energy what is available actually. To give you a little bit of explanation, there is an energy field. You would understand, there is an energy field which is connecting everything whatever we have here actually. Okay. And this energy field flows through our magnetic field, whatever the earth magnetic field, and interferes with it actually. That is how the external impacts are happening. It is interfering with it, and also if the interference slows down that vibration what you are going to create it, and also it creates those subatomic particles, whatever is there in the field, how much it is going to vibrate and at what speed or what frequency it is vibrating actually. And each particle, whatever we are creating it or whatever it is affecting it, it's also having its own polarities, positive and negative, which is effectively basically attracting or repelling actually. And that is how our thoughts are the same particles and interact with that polarity actually. That's how what you create a thought, how it is getting activated or how it is making it to happen is based on those vibrations what you created, which will have some matters to attract for you and some matters to repel for you actually. So the field energy what is getting affected because of the thought will try to attract or repel to make your thought to become a wishful one or a successful one actually. So this is a very, very important thing to understand, how much we are influencing and how much we are intensive in our thoughts actually. How deep we are actually to take it up actually. So that we are directly influencing those field energy surrounding us actually. Okay, so you see now how where and all we are going now actually. How much impact it is showing with respect to the field energy what is there surrounding us actually. Right? So we can manipulate, if so, we can manipulate the reality by manipulating our thoughts actually. So thoughts creates a reality, so which means this is the impact of the thoughts what we created, and we can manipulate our reality by the way we create our thoughts actually. How significant it is, you can understand. And this is where we pay attention to meditation actually. So which means, yeah. Yes, intuition can create that impact actually. What kind of intuition you have? If you have a positive intuition, yes, that also can have an effect on that actually. Intuition is basically what happened is you are feeling that this is going to happen. This is going to happen actually to me, right? It's a stimulus basically. And that will make you to think in that line actually, more and more actually. And what happened is the moment you start thinking more and more, you will also see evidence of one or two things happening for that actually. So that will strengthen your thoughts further actually. Because you are taking deeper then. Start taking deeper actually. But the moment you think that it is an intuition, then you have a control there actually. You have a choice to decide, hey, it's only an intuition. I don't have to think like this actually. You are the creator of the intuition, but cause for creating intuition could be internal or external actually. Right? Yeah. Right. So this is where, now to take control of these thoughts means, how do I do it actually? Yes, I understood that thoughts are very important. and I should have the control on the thoughts. As we discussed some time back, that number of thoughts what I create should be minimum if I want to take a control of it actually. Right? If I have more number of thoughts, definitely I will not have better control actually. Right? If I have to take a control of it, I must have minimum number of thoughts actually. Right? So how do you get the minimum number of thoughts actually? There must be some mechanism to minimize the number of thoughts what I produce actually. So that is where the meditation and its effects are coming into picture actually. Right, it will oppose. When you try to replace it, you try to show its force actually. The idea is basically, you cannot let go, because the moment you've gone inside subconscious mind, we said it is done. Right? Suppose I put some anger feelings inside. Anger will definitely appear. It will only wait for the scenario to appear actually. But then, before the scenario comes, before the trigger comes, if you have some way of pushing you with a peace, pushing you with a love, those feelings you surface in more and more, that is where the meditation comes into picture. The moment you practice these things, you are getting a kind of a control on it actually. The moment you take the control and feed those positive energy more and more into it, then you have sufficient strength to oppose it actually. Till you get it, conflicts will happen for some time actually. That's why people get into meditation will say, sometime I'm unable to do meditation actually. People will see, it depends on how much they have their unwanted things inside with them in the previous, before this actually. Right? It varies person to person. Some people say, when I sit in meditation, I found it fantastic. It is very good, working for me. Some people say, I like meditation, but I don't know how to do it. Because when I sit in the meditation, it goes like my office, home, that problem, this problem, that person whom I don't like it, he is coming and standing in front of me, what I can do, how to remove these things. All these things, because so much gone inside, as you rightly said, it surfaces now. Because you are trying to overcome it actually now. Obviously, it will show its strength, because you already fed inside that one actually. But then, we should not dare for it actually. We are also building up a courage through the meditation to overcome it actually. So to overcome, we are trying to build up that strength what is required to overcome it actually, right? That love, that unconditional love, unconditional peace, these things once you build up more and more inside, that will definitely work. Because you saw that energy level scale, how much a fear scale, how much number, and a love or a peace, how much number, right? You know that sometime back, this effect, Maharishi effect, people have heard about it? This Maharishi has made sometime a research of how to reduce the crime in the city, right? So he come out with a formula, if 1% of the people collectively sit and create such kind of thoughts, a peace, a love, or a happiness, whatever good thought what they create it actually, it can influence the rest of the population of the city. And it was experimentally tried in some US and some places, to minimize the crime rate to 30% to 40% actually. So, the impact is more when you do with the collective consciousness actually. Like when you are telling now that this, I want to build up these things actually. Now when you try individually, yes, you get some level of threshold peace and other things. But when you sit in a group and try to do that, it will also add your energy much more. That is why we do group meditations or collective consciousness of energy actually, which is very, very important actually. So initial times, we normally recommend people to come to centers, sit in the group and do meditation so that you receive more energy for you to build your things faster actually. Once you cross your thresholds, then you can do yourself also actually. So these are all logics behind that it is there. That's why we ask the people to come and sit in a group and do it actually, which makes a lot of difference actually then. Is it okay? Am I answered your things now? Okay. So, meditation increases our focus, thereby it reduces the number of thoughts in a given period actually. As I said in the beginning, concentration is very important here. Meditation is one of the tools which can help you to improve your focus actually. Because it's in meditation what you are trying to do, you are trying to invoke your original qualities, what is of your own, more and more actually. The more and more you invoke your own qualities, you are adding the strength, because the scale level you see that that is having higher frequency and higher energy, which means it's automatically multiplies your strength actually. Which means it is giving a good control on controlling your other thoughts, which is manifesting other way actually, otherwise. If you don't do any of these things, and only logically think that I should take care, you are only knowledgeable but not powerful. Are you understanding actually? So meditation only makes you that knowledge to become powerful actually. So consciousness could influence the quality of thoughts what you create. Right? And thoughts aligning with, this is very, very important statement. Thoughts aligning with attributes of original identity will have high quality energy. What is your original identity? Today morning you all attended a class, I believe, right? Sibir class. What it made you to understand? I am a soul. And soul has got its own attributes. There are fundamentally 7 qualities are there for a soul, right? I am a pure soul, I am a peaceful soul, a happy, joyful or blissful, knowledgeful, powerful, loveful, etc. actually, like that, right? These qualities are my original qualities actually. So any thought, what you create, if it is embedding of these qualities, then that becomes more and more powerful. That will make you to counteract those hopelessness, those fear, those anger or whatever I want to get it off more easily actually. That is how meditation is also giving that positive impact for us actually. So, it's very important to aligning attributes of original identity to have high energy actually. And study shows that positive energy scale appears stronger, as we saw in the beginning, multiple times when compared to negative energy scale. And one of the best thing what is being taught by this organization is the Raja Yoga meditation, which helps you to explore this power of thoughts by making us to realize our true self actually. Who am I? Make you to realize, and also with whom if I connect it, I can enrich the self actually. The source of all these qualities, who is holding the ocean of it, whom we call the Supreme Soul, Paramatma. If you connect with Him, realizing that you are a soul, then you can enhance these qualities more and more, and you can easily cross that threshold what you want to counteract those hidden things which is troubling me otherwise actually, so far. Okay, so that's why this practice of Raja Yoga meditation, by connecting with the true power source, makes us to build up our true energy. And makes us to become more and more positive and more control on my thoughts, and I can truly exhibit the power of thoughts, what I want to do it actually. Is it clear so far? So with this, I would like to conclude my things, if any question is there. Thank you.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
अभी पावर ऑफ थॉट्स तो हमने देखा, सबने जाना पावर ऑफ थॉट्स. सुबह से हमने इसी बात पे फोकस किया है कि वॉट एवर इज देयर विद इन अस, इट इज देयर विद इन अस. अभी वो पावर कितना आया है वो टेस्ट करेंगे. अच्छा, छोटे छोटे थे तो हमने सबने काउंटिंग सीखी, टीचर ने सिखाया. कैसे काउंटिंग सीखी? काउंटिंग करके बताइए, मैं टेस्ट लेने के लिए खड़ी हूँ. 1, 2, 3, बस. डिफिकल्ट नहीं कराएंगे, खाली 3 तक काउंटिंग करेंगे. इजी है? कितना इजी है? करके बताइए. 1, 2, 3, वेरी गुड. अब सब खड़े हो जाइए. बहुत इजी है ना? अभी दो दो के पैर बना लीजिए. दो-दो के पैर बना लीजिए, एंड व्हेन इट इज डन यू कैन रेज योर हैंड्स. इतना टाइम दो-दो के पैर बनाने में? फाइन, सम पीपल आर आल्सो स्ट्रेचिंग. कैन वी स्ट्रेच वंस? कैन वी ऑल स्ट्रेच वंस? टच द स्काई, लीव द ग्राउंड, फ्लाई हाई. हाई हाई. गुड डाउन पैर बन गए दो दो के फेस ईच अदर नाउ व्हाट वी हैव टू डू वी हैव टू काउंट 1, 2 and 3 कैसे डेमोन्स्ट्रेट करके दिखाएंगे We'll also face each other. We'll do alternate. Kaise?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1. Like this.
Samajaya? Clear everyone? Start. Okay. Hua? Yes? I saw some people doing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Hua? Ye bhi hua? Ye bhi hua. Ever in life did we do 1, 2, 3? Yahan pe maine wo dekha. Four also. Yes. Zyada sikha? But okay. Next. अभी वन की जगह पर व्हाट वील डू इज वन की जगह पर वील क्लैप वील नॉट स्पीक वन वील क्लैप टू और थ्री एज इट इज प्लीज डू नॉट क्लियर वील डेमोन्स्ट्रेट वन
वेट अभी हम आपको करके दिखाते हैं जस्ट वेट
1 minute everyone. 1 minute everyone. एक बार demonstrate करते हैं, then you can continue. 2.
3. Like this.
Instead of 1, we have to clap. ओके हुआ नहीं हुआ एक लेवल और ऊपर जाए कि नहीं जाए यस नाउ टू की जगह पर व्हाट वी विल डू इज टू क्लास नो नॉट सो इजी विल जंप ओके नाउ वी विल डेमोन्स्ट्रेट प्लीज You have to jump. So no one is expert here. Can we try? Please start. Activity ourselves also. We did not find 1, 2, 3 so difficult ever. Is it so? Yes. Fine. Shall we go one step higher? Yes? Yes. Now, we are doing this to check our concentration, to have our presence of mind, whether we are 100% here or not. That is why we have done this activity, to again energize ourselves. These are called energizers. So now, in place of three, kis kisne bachpan mein shaktiman dekha hai? Shaktiman kaise ghoomta tha? Wo hi humko three ki jagah par karna hai. Ready? Fine. So, we'll start. We'll demonstrate one. Fine? Please start. We do not have to speak any numbers. We just have to do actions. Okay, everyone. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Hua? Fine. So again, into that energizing state. Now we'll sit very, very silently. Sab log apne sthano pe baith jaye.
Om Shanti. आज सुबह से हम लोग बहुत सारी बातें जान रहे हैं, नई नई बातें सीख रहे हैं. काफी ऐसे होंगे जो पहले से ऐसे कॉन्फ्रेंस अटेंड कर चुके होंगे. कितने ऐसे जो पहले से अटेंड कर चुके हैं एनी वेयर इन द होल, बिकॉज इट इज नॉट, दिस इज द होल इंडिया. ओके, एंड हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू आर अटेंडिंग सच कॉन्फ्रेंस द फर्स्ट टाइम? ओके, कॉर्पोरेट वन. फाइन. सो बाय नाउ वी हैव had various experiences of meditation as well, and you've been told what meditation is. One of the most important component of meditation is to reflect. Hum bahut kuch aaj subah se sun rahe hain. This is, we have some time for ourselves to reflect on what we have learned and listened so far, to allow it to settle down and to start experiencing it. Right? So we will spend a few moments with ourselves, just allowing all that we've listened to settle down in our intellect and to generate an experience of it. Are we all ready? Yes? So can we all just sit with back straight, alert? And for some time, maybe 5 minutes, we will focus all our attention on ourselves. Just relax your body. कुछ गहरी सांसें ले और छोड़े. आजकल अपनी दिनचर्या को अगर देखें, सुबह से लेकर शाम तक सो मेनी टास्क टू डू, सो मेनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज टू बी फुलफिल्ड, सो मेनी एक्सपेक्टेशंस टू बी मेट. Here I'm completely free. Free to be who I am. This is the time that I give to myself. To dive deep, during this inward journey, I allow my mind to come back to the present moment. सभी पुरानी बातों के बोझ को अपने मन से उतार दें. What is past has been past. the future is unexplored. What I have with me is this moment. Let me spend it in the most worthwhile way. I take myself to a unique place and I look myself in the mirror of truth. अपने आप को देखें, इन सभी रोल्स, रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, इस नाम, इन सब के पीछे मेरी वास्तविकता क्या है? Look yourself into this mirror that I am a divine, pure and peaceful energy. I have within me all that I need in life, the peace I'm looking for. The love that I seek from others, the power that I always wanted to accumulate, I have all of these within me. I notice in this mirror of truth a small sparkling star shining at the center of my forehead. The most beautiful star I've ever seen. And as I realize myself as a being of peace, a being of love and a being of power, I see this star getting brighter and brighter. I allow the space in the atmosphere to spread wide, and I remain seated in this consciousness of being the creator of peace around me. With this awareness and newness in my consciousness, I gradually come back to the consciousness of this room. Dheere dheere is anubhav ke saath wapis karm mein aane ke liye apni aankhein khole.